Let's look at how all of this that we've been talking about with regard to HIPAA applies to the Bronx Partners for Healthy Communities. In our performing provider system, Bronx Partners for Healthy Communities enters master services agreements with those members of our performing provider system who are going to engage on some of the specific DSRIP projects. This master services agreement lays out the framework for our relationship. So remember, while the organizations are working together as part of a performing provider system, we are not part of the same corporate umbrella. So our relationship is really governed by a contractual agreement. In this case, the master services agreement. That's a document that establishes the business relationship. This contract is signed by SBH Health System for the Bronx Partners for Healthy Communities because SBH Health System is the lead of the Bronx Partners for Healthy Communities and is a corporate legal entity that signs agreements for the PPS. So that's one party that's signing this master services agreement, and the other is whoever the BPHC organization is that's entering the agreement. And so what happens, what's contemplated, is that BPHC's partners who've signed the master services agreement will engage in specific projects. And at some point, there may be the exchange of protected health information. So either the PPS lead, SBH, may give data to its partners as part of the work together, or it may be the other way around. Perhaps a partner will share information with SBH for purposes of population health analytics, for example, or giving data to the state as part of the reporting mechanism contemplated under DSRIP. When BPHC or one of its organizations is, quote, creating or receiving, maintaining or transmitting PHI on behalf of a covered entity for a DSRIP-related activity, that's when you have that business associate relationship. That's the definition that we talked about. And so we memorialize this in a kind of document that's called a business associate agreement, which is attached to our master services agreement. So this is basically an explanation of contracts that you may have seen that are deliberate because they are contemplating a particular type of relationship and they are forward thinking and contemplating certain types of information sharing.